てたじ
ゃん。俺のバカしアルハムドリラーヒナハマドゥーアナスタイノーアナスタグフィルーアノミノビヒーワナタワカルアレイワナアウドビラーヒミンシュルーリアンフュシナワミンセイアーティアマリナمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا ومرشدنا ومهدينا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وبارك وسلم تسليما أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر اللهوما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقسَت قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون وقال تبارك وتعالى وبالوالدين إحسانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال هلك الناس فأهلكهم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respect to the elders, brothers and youngsters. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala given us a beautiful organs, beautiful part of the body is called heart. It's a great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It's given us the heart. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith, your heart is like a king of the all the bodies. And many, many places Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned about heart. The first things, the part of the body become dark. That's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says your heart. Thereafter, other bodies. Because of the committing sins. Because of disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If your heart is softened, automatically the tears will come out from our eyes. And if your heart is hard, even though they explain the whole Quran, even though you explain the hadith, ahadith, the treasure of the ahadith, but he is not going to understand. Because heart is hard. That's example Allah has given in this ayat which I recited after the khutbah. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَقَسَّتْ قُلُوبُ أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Before this ayat, Allah says, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَكْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Yet the time did not come for you to change yourself just to remembrance Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and just to see the revelation which is revealed upon the final Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. You have seen Quran. You recited Quran. You sit in the gathering of the ulamas and understand bayan and understand the explanation of the Quranic verses. You understand the hadiths. You, me and yourself, we know the final Nabi. There will be no Nabi after him. He was a final Nabi. And we know about his companions. And he explained us about Jannat and Jahannam. Everything. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, nothing left in this dunya, in the place of Arafat. He asked the companions, listen my companions, did I convey the message of Allah towards you? There were approximately 124,000 companions was present in the place of Arafat. And each and every companion says, Subhanallah, yes ya Rasulallah, you did not convey the message, you fulfill the right of the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fulfill the rights. Then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raised his finger, shahadat finger, towards the heaven. And he says, Allahumma shahad, oh my Allah, you bear witness, you bear witness. My companion is my witness also that I convey your message to them. And Allah is going to ask on the day of resurrection each and every messengers that, oh my nations, did my messengers convey you my message? Then they're going to ask the messengers. Then they're going to ask the final, the ummah of Rasulullah. Then Allah is going to ask the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he told us everything. Nothing left behind. He says everything. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum. I have completed your religion, your deen. Allah said everything now. So we know everything, yet you don't not going to change your life. When you're going to change your life? When? What? Which day, which month, which year? Either the time, the death of the time of death come, then we're going to change. Allah's complaining in this ayat. Don't become like وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, like those who were given. It's called people of scripture, people of those who were given the Bible and Torah. Don't become like them, because after they were given the book, Bible and Torah, the Yahud and Nasara, Allah is explaining,
فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمْدِ. They did not practice. They did not practice while they know this is the book of Allah. Torah is a book of Allah. Bible is a book of Allah. Allah explained them in detail everything in that book also. But they did not practice on that book. Allah says, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their heart become hard. Don't become like you. And don't become like them. Allah is telling us in the Quran. وَلَا يَكُونُوا. Oh my Nabi's Ummah. Oh my servant. Don't become like them. They also were given the book. You also given the book of Quran, the holy book. If you're not going to practice, you're not going to practice about the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala from the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so definitely the heart will become hard. We have to understand who we are. So the many, many places Allah explained about heart. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Inna fil jasadi lamudghah," I've given you a beautiful heart. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kullu. If your heart is correct, all the body is correct. If your heart is rotten, meaning inside the heart become hard because of disobeying Allah, because of sins, then the whole body. The first question is going to be ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala the heart. So if we turn towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, our heart becomes soft. Our heart becomes soft. A sahabi came by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say, "Ya Rasulullah, I have committed a sin." So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go turn towards Allah, make tawbah." So to my sin, I committed a very major sin. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Go to your mom and tell her to make dua for you. Allah forgive you." That time my mom was like that. That time the parents were such pious. They were forgiving the enemies. What about the children's? The parents. They were giving dua. Us zamane mein to maa-baap bade nek hote the. Dushman to kiye. Dushman ko to maafi karte the. Apne bachcho ko bhi maaf karte the. I remember Mufti Taqi Saab mentioned one story. He says one person, the mother looked after him. The father and mother, they were earning. They were poor, living in the village. They were earning money. And what happened? They sent him. Only one son. Sent him school. MashaAllah, he became engineer. Every day he used to come visit parents, everything. When he go to school, come back, make salam. He was such a good boy. Such a good boy. SubhanAllah. When he became engineer now, he says he want to marry now. My youngsters understand the story. What in the story Mufti Taqi Saab explaining about the village story. I remember Hazrat says one day, approximately between 34 till 40 years age, the age of man brought in the hospital, and he was crying and screaming. The doctor was asking him, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "Somebody pressing my neck. Someone's pressing my neck." He said, "There's nobody here pressing your neck. What happened?" So father was standing there. And the father said to doctor, "He's not mental. Everything is okay." So what happened then? He says, he was saying my wife, meaning his mother, the child was saying his mother every day. Mother was saying, "Don't do this, is the wrong thing. This is haram. Don't do this. Always he was saying, "If you say to me again, I'm going to press your neck. I'm going to press your neck." Every time he used to say. My wife died, meaning his mother died now. Now say Allah has given him this punishment in this dunya that he's screaming, nobody is there, but he says someone is pressing my neck. Someone pressing my neck. That engineer Now he said to his mother, I want to marry. Okay, wherever you like, just find a girl and get married. After that, because they were living in a village, and he found a girl from city. Sheher ki ladki thi. Within a 1 or 2 months, she says, I don't want to stay in the village with your mom, with your parents. I want to go away from here. Okay. Father, mother says, okay, go buy your house, stay separate, but you come and visit me sometime. Come and visit me. Subhanallah. Very amazing story. He used to come 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Now, whenever, you know, you go and see your mother, you sit down there maybe 2 hours and sometime 2.5 hours. The wife said to him, okay, only 2 hours. He was sometime taking long, 2.5 hours, 3 hours. When he used to go back to his wife's house and she started fighting. No, you can't go there now. You can't go every time. During that period, what happened? He found a vacancy, a job in Saudi. He went Saudi. For 13 years, in the beginning, those times was no phone, nothing. He used to send a message and money with those who go for perform Hajj from the villages. He was sending money, give my mother, my father this and that, my wife. But that was only 1 year after it, he forgotten his mother and father. Look, I want to say, the mother those time, the father those time was so pious. Anything the children does, kitne maabaps nek honge, ke itni zibari galati par bhi, maa apne bete ke liye dua kar rahi hai, baddua nahi kar rahi hai. That is the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's your own son. You can't give him baddua. Ye tera beta hai. Dushman nahi hai. Tu ne isko jana hai. Tu usko baddua nahi de sakti. Allahu Akbar. 13 years he was performing Hajj every year. But he was dreaming after Hajj. Within 3 or 4 days after Hajj, he was seeing someone was telling him, you had not accepted. How many years? 13 years. He's crying. What's wrong here? Then he met some buzruk there in Makkah Mukarrama. And he told him. Then he asked the whole story. Then he says, listen, go back to your house. See your mom. Then you come back for Hajj. He didn't come for 13 years to see. And mother and father want to come and see them. Maa baap ki tamanna thi ke bachcha aaye hame dekhe. Allahu Akbar. He booked the ticket and came down. The wife don't want that he must come down here. But he came down. He met his wife first. Then he went to the village to see the mother. On the way, he saw one young person was crossing road, asked him, call him here. He asked, do you know this person? So and so, old lady, an old man. What that man says to the son who came from Saudi, he says the old man passed away 6 months ago. Only mother is there and she got stroke. She can't even walk. She like a gone thin. And she's in a bed. So he was frightened that my mother not going to accept me. See? He was frightened so much ke mere maa baap ghar mein aane nahi denge. Wo dar raha tha. Lekin maa to maa hoti hai na. Maa ka inkar karegi. Darwaze par dushman bhi aa jaye usko bhi inkar nahi kar sakte. I know the one story that Ibn al-Ashira, he came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wasn't son. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Aisha, you know the Ibn al-Ashira, he's a very bad person. Uski akhlaq theek nahi hai. He's like this and this. What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Aisha, he's like this and this. But when he come to house of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knocked the door. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened the door, come inside. He welcomed him. He respect him. He gave him whatever, some drink, whatever. And he sat down. When he went away, subhanallah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went outside to send him al-wida. Hazrat Aisha asking Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you was telling me he's a very bad person. He's like this. And you welcome him so nicely. And you look after him. You respect him. Itna zyada ehtiram. Farmaya, haan, wo kharab hai. Main kaise apne aap ko kharab karu? Wo kharab hai. What is the difference if it's a dog bite you? So you're not going to go back and you're not going to buy the dog now. That person is a bad. And he does wrong things. To hum apne akhlaq kyun kyun kharab kare? Ye Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki nasihat hai. Aaj kya hai? Wo mujhse baat nahi kare. He's not talking to me. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm not going to give him. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm going to break my relationship. Baat samajh mein aa rahi hai na? Wo apne akhlaq mein kharab hai. Why we destroy our good character? Our reputation. Why we destroy that? We've been good with everyone's. Allahu Akbar. The mother, and he was frightened. Slowly he went to his house. Mother's house. He opened the door. Mother was lying down. He went. He thought my mother is sleeping. But she was very, very weak now. Few days left to die. You understand? Very, very weak. There is no one to feed. Somebody comes from the village and give it to her something. There is no one in the house. Allahu Akbar. Very old. And she had a stroke. Can't even walk. Allahu Akbar. And he stood up by her leg side, leg the back, and he's listening that my mother's talking something. My mother's talking something. He went there to listen what mother is saying. Ma kya keh rahi hai? He went there near the mouth of mother. What mother was saying, Ya Allah, my husband who was my mahram, he passed away. There is nobody here to bury in the grave. Ya Allah, bring my child from Makkah to here. Was she making dua? Allah, bring my child. Look at Allah, how planning that. 13 years, Allah did not accept it. The Hajj, he's seeing his dream. But look at how Allah is planning. He came himself. While there is no connection between mother and son, Allah brought him. And he's listening. Meri ma keh rahi hai. Zaban se ki mera koi mahram nahi. There is nobody who's going to bury me. Allah, mere bete ko lea. Ye maa thi. We never seen her for so many years. But maa ka dil to maa ka dil hota hai. Dushman ka dil nahi hai wo. Jis maa ne jana hai, wo to maa kaisa hi dushman. Kaisa hi hai. Wo yaad karta hai. Welcome kare uska. This is the good character Nabi Sassam taught us. Yehi sikhaya gaya hai. Hum kahan sikhte hai isko? So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala given the beautiful heart. Beautiful heart. We have to correct, put our heart right. You know? Iza saluhat salu al jasadu kullu. If your heart is correct, everything becomes. The heart is dark inside. And I can read tahajjud, ishraq, chas, so many namaz, so many duas, so many sadaqas, everything. But dil saaf nahi hai. The heart is not clean. Allah says, I'm going to ask you about, on the day of Qiyamah, not your children, not about your properties and houses. What Allah says in the Quran Kareem, I am going to ask you about Kalb Salim, that you brought to me a protected heart. Your heart is protected from all kind of sins. I'm going to ask that. MashaAllah, bahut sari namaz ibadat hai, lekin relationship sab ke saath tuti hui hai, to koi kaam aane wala nahi hai. That's why hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Oh my youngsters, today our connection is like this with our parents. If my friend comes, I will give him one can of juice or drink. Come and sit next to me. Come sit. You know, I'll buy for you a burger, a chips, this and that. When the parents come in our rooms, oh, kab mere maa baap bhage, when they go away from my rooms, I don't want to see them. That Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says 1400 years ago, he says a time will come, the children will respect their friends and they will hate their parents. It's a sign of Qiyamah. Sign of Qiyamah. They will hate, or they talk so gently and nicely with their friends in the phone, through chatting, WhatsApp, everything. MashaAllah. Talking nicely. But when mother said something, don't come here. And today, look at our youngsters, Allahu Akbar. They're sleeping. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says,
and tell al-amatu rabbataha, a time will come, the mother will give a bird of a master. What is the meaning? Most of the scholar mention the mother is going to work day and night for the children, and children will sit and will command to the mother, do this, do this, do this, like a master is commanding to the slave. This is a sign today. Jaise ek aadmi aaka sardar apne gulam ko kaam supurd karta hai. If 2 minutes delay for breakfast, the child will stand up and get angry. I don't want to eat. And going to school now. But mother is crying inside. Kaash ke mera bachcha main 2 minutes jaldi kar leti, kha leta ye. Lekin kya kare? This is the time today. Thus we have to love our parents. Does our heart is correct? Prophet Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمْرِ. Why is this? The solution, what is the solution of it? He says we have to turn towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Because from so many years, I'm 30 years old, 25 years old, 35 years old, I never perform the namaz time to time. That's why my heart become rotten. My heart become hard, dark. Because I don't perform my namaz on time. While Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, command your child when they're 7 years old to perform namaz. And 10 years, beat him and say, go. Taqid karo, adab karo, jao namaz paro. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, when he become 11 years old, force him to make qaza of it. Why? The namaz become farz age of 15 when you become balik. Why? Because importance. So every day, if you perform salah, what Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, the prayer will stop you from shameless things and from all kind of sins. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, now our child, 15 years old, 18 years old, 20 years old, you will never see him for Friday to Friday in the masjid, and the Friday they'll come all of namaz, like is a week, Jummah to Jummah, khalas. That's why our heart. Now today in our house, the heart is hard. That now you give them 1,000 stories and stories, they're not going to understand. They're not going to understand. First things, you have to tell your child, go read namaz. After namaz, you must say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Slowly, slowly, step by step, inshallah. Step by step, tell him, remind him, read your namaz on time and just say 10 times only. Not more than 10 times. What you going to say? Astaghfirullah, Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Allah loves the youngsters' ibadat and worship and salah more than all people. Because this is a time for them to enjoy. But they left the enjoyment and they come in my house to remember Allah. Allah says, I will open a door for him. I will open a door for him. So many things, very, very important. Very, very important. That we have to focus. We got no time. Bhai, humare paas to wakati nahi apne bachcho ke liye. Give them some time. Half an hour, 45 minutes. 10 minutes, sit down, talk nicely, don't push story, something, slowly, slowly. But you understand, where it says in English, goes around, comes around. Goes around, comes around. You don't read namaz yourself, I don't read namaz myself. How my child is going to read namaz then? Huh? The daughter is sleeping because mother is sleeping. So many youngsters, so many months, they never seen the sunrise. What time is sunrise? They wakes up after sunrise. Or sometimes they wakes up. Because sunrise will be 5, 5:15. They wakes up 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock. They never seen the sunrise. And what Allah says, if your child or if yourself or myself, we don't perform Fajr Salah, Allahu Akbar, the shaitan is living with that person whole day. And Allah, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah explained a nice story. He says, Prophet says, if you sleep in Fajr Salah, you don't get up, the shaitan urinate in your right ear. The hadith of Muslim Sharif. Shaitan dahne kaan mein peshab karta hai. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi sahab says, if you don't believe, then you wake up. Prophet always speak the truth, no lie at all. You wake up and you just put your finger there, you will find that wet in your ears. Baat meri samajh mein aa rahi hai? The hadith of Muslim Sharif. Very, very important. The first stage after Iman. Yes, our children, mashallah, reading La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. What is the second step now? Not rose. not zakat, not hajj, namaz.
Do we say to our children to read namaz? Do we say that? First things, bring. If it's a school holiday or something, every time you come yourself, bring your children, read namaz on time, make happy God, Allah. If you bow towards Allah, Allah will make it easy for this dunya. Allah will descend His rahmah and mercy on our youngsters, subhanallah. And you love your children. You don't hate your children. You love them. Tell them nice story. Explain them. Love them. Kiss them. Sit next to them and tell them about Salah, about this, about God, who is my creator, who is your creator. Allah has given you the food. Allah gave my child. Allah gave you eyesight. What you have to do now? Allah gave you this. What you have to do now? You see, Allah gave you hearing. What you have to do? If Allah take your hearing away, if Allah take your eyesight away, what's going to happen? Explain that way. You have to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I woke up nicely the morning, I can see, mashallah. Allah gave me, mashallah, nice hearing. I can hear everything. I'm not crippled. When I woke up, I can walk, I can do everything. Now I have to thank Allah. What is a thank Allah? To say, Jazakallah, Jazakallah. No, Allah not asking Jazakallah. Allah is saying that you stand up and read 2 rakat namaz of Fajr. That's my thank. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to all this, especially my youngsters, inshallah. No, I love my kids. Youngsters, please come every Friday until the holiday. Oh, okay? Come, inshallah, early. We'll talk something nicely, inshallah. May Allah give me tawfiq. Give all of us tawfiq to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.